Unit 13. How tall are you? Part 1. Listen, look, and say.
How tall are you, Bob?
I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, you're 158 centimetres tall.
What about you, Ben?
I'm 165 centimetres tall.
You're 7 centimetres taller than I.
Yes, but you're still growing. Don't worry, you'll catch up with me soon.
I hope so. Part 2. Let's chant.
How tall are you? How tall are you? I'm 148 centimetres tall. How tall are you? How tall are you? I'm 160 centimetres tall. How tall is she? How tall is she? She's 165 centimetres tall. How tall is he? How tall is he? He's 170 centimetres tall.
Part 5. Read and think. You often hear people ask such questions as, how tall are you? And how old are you? How tall are you is a question about people's height. But how old are you is about people's age. How old are you is a simple question. And there is usually a simple answer. 16 years old, 12 years old, etc. But if someone is described as young, or middle-aged, or old, then how old is that person? It is difficult to know because there are words that have different meanings for different people. At what age does someone become an adult? In some countries, it is when the government says a person is old enough to vote. There is a saying that old age is always 10 years older than yourself. If you are 15, then you think someone 25 is old. If you are 70, then you probably think that someone who is 80 is old. Part 6. Look, read, and practice. How long does it take you to finish your homework every day?
2 hours.
How long does it take you to come to school by bus?
About half an hour.
How long does it take your mother to cook a meal?
About 1 hour.
How long does it take you to go to Shanghai by airplane?
About 90 minutes.
Part 9. Read and think.
Maths is everywhere, and yet we may not know it, because it does not look like the maths we did in school. Maths in the world around us sometimes seems invisible. But maths is with us in our world all the time, in the workplace, in our homes, and in our lives. You may be asking yourself, how is maths everywhere in my life? Maths is in your life from the time you wake up until the time you go to sleep. When should I get up? How long does it take me to go to school? How many classes do I have today? Do I have enough bread for the week? How far is it from my house to the zoo? How tall is that person? All these questions are closely related to maths. Maths is a subject for all people. Maths is not a subject that men can do better than women. Both men and women can be good at maths. Let us start to learn maths now.